The Christ Within by Lillian DeWaters. Chapter 12. Let us build our vision on the Trinity of God. Dissension seems not to rest upon God the Father, nor with God the Holy Ghost, but is seen to be with God the Son. Let each ask himself and receive an answer. Was the Son of God two beings, human Jesus and divine Christ? Was the Son of God, God the Son, God made manifest in the flesh, the Lord from heaven? Jesus Christ, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Philippians 2:6. Whether Jesus' crucifixion was unnecessary, whether he was hypnotized by the Old Testament prophecies, whether he was a martyr or the Savior of the world, is for each heart to decide. Jesus called himself Alpha and Omega and spoke of his omnipresence. Where two or three are gathered together, there am I in their midst. He spoke of his omnipotence. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. His omniscience is made known to us by Paul, in whom was hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. God is one being, though we have a trinity of presentations or dispensations of this Godhead. Jesus Christ is judge. The Father hath committed all judgment unto the Son. John 5:22. Jesus Christ is the only begotten, the only one of his kind. And do you know that Jesus Christ is the creator of this universe? Jesus Christ did not begin with the babe that was born of Mary 2,000 years ago. This was but the divine humanity of Jesus Christ that appeared on earth, and which will be further elucidated in the coming volume, In His Name. Christ did not antedate Jesus. Jesus Christ is one identity, God, whether God in the flesh or God in the spirit. The form or body does not make or change identity. Some teachers of metaphysics have called the Son of Man, Jesus, and have called the Son of God, Christ. They have called the divine humanity of Jesus Christ, the human Jesus, and have called the divinity, deity, of Jesus Christ, the divine Christ, or God. To repeat, Jesus Christ was the creator of the universe, according to the Holy Word. Let us look at the references. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, the Word, and without him was not anything made that was made. John 1:1-3. Giving thanks to the Father who hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him, the Son, were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Colossians 1:13-16. To make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Ephesians 3:9. Thus is Jesus the Christ, always and forever. Christ did not supersede Jesus, although we no longer know Jesus Christ after the flesh, but after the Spirit. This Christ, however, is Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Those of spirit, those of high watch will behold this truth and will find the Spirit bearing witness. If any question these words, let him seek within for the answer, and he will be satisfied. Christ is not only our life, but is also our resurrection. We are the same in individuality that we were in our babyhood, though we have not the same bodies. Our identity will ever remain, though through our recognition of the King and the kingdom within and above, we put off the old man and put on the new man, the Jesus Christ self, and our bodies are changed from glory to glory. Despite any change effected in the body, we shall know even as also we are known. In the latter days, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. Take heed that ye be not deceived. Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. If any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. Ye have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and the Word was God. Watch. Take heed that the light that is in thee be not darkness. In the latter days many shall depart from the faith. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord. In the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall follow unto it. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things. Watch. Christ's truth cannot be grasped theoretically nor intellectually. It ever remaineth for the heart to understand God. High vision conducts us to the inn of understanding, where we abide until the light comes. The mountain tops must be reached, no matter the times in falling and in rising again. The Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. What shall be the end? When we shall see all these things, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. The chariot shall be with flaming torches. They shall rage in the streets. They shall jostle one another in the broad ways. They shall seem like torches. They shall run like lightning. Nahum 2:3-4. This is a description of the automobile, the chariot, with its glowing lights, passing to and fro in the street, and oft-times running like lightning. Knowledge shall be increased. Daniel 12:4. Today, knowledge is flashed around the world via telegraph, telephone, wireless, and radio. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Isaiah 68. This was the question of the great Isaiah. Here we find the answer in the air service of today. And this was the high vision of Habakkuk concerning our submarines. And making men as the fishes of the sea, as the creeping things that have no ruler over them. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. All flesh shall see the salvation of God. It shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. The gospel must first be published among all nations, and the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. There will come a time in your experience when the richest of earthly things will not satisfy you. There will arrive a moment when the most vigorous affirmations and the most strenuous denials will seem flat and meaningless to you. When you would give your all for just one little word of truth that would flash like a burning fire into your heart from above, there will come a moment when every heart will cry out for the true God to pluck his feet from the net and plant them in heavenly places. Let us not watch our thoughts. Our thoughts will be right and good as we watch God. Let us know that we are free, and let us keep our vision on our freedom, our inheritance, and be not deceived by appearances. Wrote one of high vision. Our very efforts to free ourselves from a condition gives that condition power and makes it cling more tenaciously to us. Therefore, we leave that condition alone by keeping our vision polarized toward permanent reality. Discard the very idea of curing disease and realize that which is above disease, or realize the permanent spiritualized body which eternally exists to the eternal spirit. The contemplation or realization of the eternal spirit and its eternal manifestation displaces the negative conception from your mind. Painless, deathless body is already here, waiting man's recognition. To realize the ever-free, all-permeating spirit in others is to demonstrate truth for them. In essence, we and our God are one. Our realization of our permanent being gives us the mastery over our mental life. Almighty law does not give a man peace until he fulfills the divine will. While groping in the dark, he takes the husks for the kernel. He believes that ability to produce a certain phenomena is the sure sign of spirituality. The Christ spirit alone can resurrect him. True knowledge does not come unless you abide in truth. Extend your vision farther and farther away from yourself. See everything in the divine plan of creation perfectly manifested. It is said by some, not understanding reality, that books of high watch are not practical. Let it be understood that books based on mental reasoning of right and wrong thinking speak to your mentality, while books based on spirit speak to your soul. The head is not the heart. The way to reason is through the head or mentality. The way to life is through the heart of man. The heavenly voice speaks ever to the heart, ever knocks at the heart, ever is heard by the heart. Let us hear aright. Those desiring spiritual light, heavenly food, recognize it in books of the Spirit. That others do not see truth in the same books is not because truth speaks not, but because of their narrowness of vision. Spiritual books cause not a conscious thinking operation to begin and continue in the reader, nor do they appeal to his reason. Rather, do they appeal to his feeling, appeal to his inner senses, appeal to his spirit. Suppose one tired and weary, sad and discouraged, enters a room that is filled with exquisite music. He listens, entranced, as sweet, vibrant strains melting into divine harmonies float across his being, stirring his soul. He is heavenly touched, and this heaven balm brings him peace, rest, calm, forgetfulness. All he does is to forget himself, and listening, in breathing, in rapport with divine hearing, thoughtless, he is uplifted, upborn. The reading of spiritual books causes the reader to cease his own thinking and to look on high, receive, feel, experience that which quickens him, blesses and illumines him. He forgets himself and for the time lives in spirit above the body, and later when he takes up conscious thinking, he finds great uplift present, joy and gladness, for has he not been viewing heavenly realities, listening to supernal glories, touching divine heights? If one would hear, he must listen. If one would see, he must watch. If one would receive, he must be still. Let it be understood, it is the spirit in another that beareth witness of the truth. The personal individual does not impart truth to another. There is but one path and there is but one spirit. Acknowledge truth when it blesses you, as no day is like another, though it is all the one day, and there is but one voice. Though many messengers, each bearing truth according to his vision of truth. Let each follow the Christ urge within him. When we find the living bread within, then we are able to recognize the living bread without in books. All that inspires us to higher action is beneficial. Many prepare the way for us to higher things, while but one consummates it. The light that one sees is not his, but is the light of the world. The truth that one feels is not his, but is the truth of the eternal. The way that one finds is not his, but is the way of life. The heavenly bread that one breathes is not his, but is the body of Christ. The living water that one drinks is not his, but is inspiration from on high. Rejoice in all books that have raised your vision. Books that cause you to change your thinking into better thoughts are helpful on the way. Yet, when the time comes and the voice whispers to enlarge our borders, let us be obedient. The watchful student ever knows when the Spirit bear witness. We overcome the world when we understand that Christ in us hath already overcome the world. When we receive from above, it is to us a revelation. Yet each one receives the same word and hears the same voice and sees the one Christ. We are all stars in the one crown, drops in the one ocean. Ever calls the Christ, give yourself to me, turn to me, and have no other God. Fear not, I am with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Listen, and you will hear my voice. Surrender yourself, and you will find myself. There is nothing greater than to tell the world of me, and that I am the Christ in all men. trouble not about your own thoughts. When you open your heart to me, I will think for you. I will fight your battles. I will lift you on high. Mine is the love that you feel for others. Mine is the joy that you give to others. Mine is the truth that you write with your pen or speak with your lips or think in your heart. Mine is the power that uplifts and glorifies you. All is mine, and thou art mine. Ever will you triumph, ever will you be victorious, because I am in you. I, the beginning and the ending, the conqueror, the bright and morning star, the King of heaven. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace and salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. We recognize the ideal vision that is expressed in the recent slogan sent out over the listening world. We have but one leader, Christ, manifesting in all of us, to all of us, through all of us. This Jesus Christ vision of the I in you is the Christ consciousness, the light of the world. Other foundation can no man lay than is laid, which is Jesus Christ. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto these things in the churches. I am the bright and morning star. I am Alpha and Omega. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ that must be preached over all the world to all people, for all nations shall call him blessed. Beloved, hear ye these blessed and wondrous words. The Master is come and calleth for thee. This book is sent out in the name of Jesus Christ, the Christ in every man, the I am that I am in every breast, that all who will may be renamed in Christ, raising their vision from the face of man to the countenance of the Most High. May millions hear the mountain horn and cry, I will arise and go to my Father. This is the conclusion of chapter 12 of The Christ Within, and the full conclusion of the book, The Christ Within, by Lillian de Waters. This writing has been read by Laura Cassell in the year 2006.